USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg is considering Hillary Clinton as a vice presidential running mate after positive internal polling about the potential pairing, according to the Drudge Report, which cites sources close to the Bloomberg campaign. According to Drudge, in a partnership, Bloomberg would change his official residence from New York to Colorado or Florida. The Constitution suggests there may be limitations in both members of a presidential ballot residing in the same state. Former First Lady and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton ran for president in 2016, losing to Donald Trump in an election that served him 304 electoral votes and Clinton 227. President Trump will be only the second president to attend the Daytona 500 today, as he is in Florida to be the Grand Marshal and to announce to the drivers to start their engines. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
United States and the Taliban have agreed to a temporary truce that, if successful, would open the way for a deal that would bring home American troops from Afghanistan and end 18 years of war. The peace deal would call for negotiations between Afghans on both sides of the conflict to start next month, an eventual countrywide ceasefire, and a commitment from the Taliban not to harbor terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda, then setting a timetable for the withdrawal of American troops. The Justice Department has added new criminal charges against Chinese tech giant Huawei and several subsidiaries, accusing the company of a brazen scheme to steal trade secrets from competitors in America, according to federal prosecutors. The new indictment also alleges the company provides surveillance equipment to Iran that enabled the monitoring of protesters during the 2009 anti-government demonstrations. The new allegations come as the Trump administration raises national security concerns about Huawei, the world's largest telecommunications equipment manufacturer. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some Americans stranded on a ship off Japan are declining an offer to be flown back home. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes with more.
Thousands of passengers on the cruise ship Diamond Princess have been stuck on the vessel in Japan for weeks because of the coronavirus outbreak aboard, the U.S. offering a charter flight for some 400 Americans so they can come home, though they'd have to be quarantined again for 14 days when they get here. That's why Matthew Smith and his wife say they're going to stay on the ship.
We have a nice stateroom. We have access to the balcony. We are fed well. They provide all the necessities we need in there.
Smith telling Fox News the conditions on the ship are a lot nicer than at the military base quarantine facility they'd be taken to when they get back stateside. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Superstar Elton John was forced to cut a performance in New Zealand short, announcing he was struggling with walking pneumonia. He said, "I want to thank everyone who attended the gig in Auckland," on Instagram. He said he was diagnosed with walking pneumonia earlier, but determined to give you the best show humanly possible. Elton John, age 72, was playing Mount Smart Stadium in Auckland as part of his Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour when he ended the performance after about 2 hours, according to Billboard magazine. Videos posted to social media show John visibly upset as he ended the show and was escorted off the stage. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.